Hey, man, sometimes you forget to do it.
Tannerite was not as epic as today. It was epic as it should have been.
You know what was epic? When I went home and the air conditioning was on in the house.
Oh, I bet. How cold you got your house?
70.
Jesus, poor brat. All right, Smashcast Bros, keep it local, keep it cash, tell the feds to kiss your ass. I'm Ty.
I'm Moo.
I'm Trigger.
Professor.
And Adam.
Special guest Adam.
So tonight we have the professor back and another guest, Adam. We're just going to call him Adam. He's another one of our buddies who is very proficient with 2A. Just leave it at 2A.
Like-minded
with 2A. Loves his Second Amendment right. So we did a little bit of shooting today. Not much. We've done more, but we were trying to limit it a little bit too. I didn't know you were going to just show up. I don't know what time did you tell him to be here?
Six.
Yeah, it's okay. 6 o'clock.
You were a little early, but...
I don't know. I didn't even notice. I seen you look at your watch, and next thing I know, he showed up. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, we got to go. We did a prepper's grocery list a while back. I was pretty proud of that episode. Professor was here. I thought it was a bang-up job. Anyway, we're going to revisit that, see if there's anything else to add to it. Maybe just polish that turd,
all right.
Proverbially.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's here. He's got probably some input on that. We'll go over every item on that list. Do you want to do yours first?
You want to do a recap, or you want to just move on?
All the above. So here's, I was able to fit all of it, just the cliff notes on one page. Prepper's grocery list. Do you guys have any highlights? Do you remember on the last one?
My question of bug out or bug in.
Yep. That one I was not prepared for, so that made great banter and conversation. If you had to bug out kind of a situation, what are you going to take? What is your choice of... What are you going to fill your backpack with? Now you got, pretty soon, Adam, our guest tonight, doesn't have any kids. However, that may change someday.
Right. Hopefully.
Yeah. It's hard to think about trying to bring a child into this world that we're living in currently. My kids are 18 and 13. They're never going to move out. Your kid might never move out because how the hell are they going to afford a house? Can't afford to go to college. Can't afford to do anything. Because now they've pissed away all our money.
I would say, is the government going to pay for your college?
With your freaking president being in there, we're going to get loan forgiveness on student debt.
Good luck trying to be a homeowner, though. By the time they're looking to buy something.
Yeah. How do you feel about the loan forgiveness? Talking to that Mike.
I'm not a fan of it because they're not getting a lot of these students that are looking to cash in on this. It's not their money. They don't understand that. They feel like it's owed to them. It's just, one generation handing it off to the next. And a lot of these are not economically viable degrees.
No.
We're not pumping the economy full of engineers and everything like that. I think there is kind of a turnaround movement right now where you're seeing a bit more of a resurgence in the trades coming up. And we will need that desperately. But right now, college education is overinflated.
Oh, 100%.
We need to stop
pressurizing it.
We need to stop pressurizing yet these high schoolers who are just coming out of it. You're better off with a degree and a mountain of debt because it's going to set them backwards. And if you have a bit of entitlement sprinkled in there, then it's on the shoulders of the taxpayer.
I was going to say, you got the new generation right now, they don't want to work a full-time job. They want to be able to smoke their...
Well, they look at Ty not working a full-time job.
I have two children that are in the workforce. One, he works as much as he can. He works overtime. The other one works part-time jobs, doesn't give two shits if they have nice things, any of that stuff. They have enough money to keep living, and that's it. If they don't want to show up to work, they don't. Like, screw it. I'll get another job if they fire me. Don't care. Don't want to work today.
Right.
And that's
and you got one coming up. I think she's going to be just fine in that aspect.
I beg to differ on that, but that's a day for a different story.
When it's somebody else telling a kid to do something, it's a lot different than the parent telling them to do something. You probably experience that.
Oh, yeah.
So, as one of the guys here that has kids.
9 and 10.
If they're dealing with a teacher or something else, that's they tend to listen to them in a different way than they listen to the parent.
Yeah, parents are basically stupid to the kids, it seems like. Yeah.
See, and I have next generation above us, or whatever, a couple of us. I have a sister-in-law that has a master's degree. She works at Meijer. She's 60 years old.
In corporate, at least?
Nope. In this store right over here. Huh. She's a department supervisor with a master's degree.
So, being the new guy, we usually try to go about an hour an episode, and then we'll take a break. I got a video to show you on the topic of student loan getting paid off from from an absolute fucking idiot that has a music profession that he thinks. It's one that's going to piss you off. Anyway, did I send it to you?
No.
Oh.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. Let's go down the list. I'll just go down the list really fast of things that are on the prepper's grocery list. If I miss anything, you add to it. Do that.
We can both hit our list real quick.
Okay. I'm going to blurt them out. So a fire starter, fire extinguisher.
Yep.
A headlamp or flashlight of some sort, like an EDC. For those that don't know, EDC is everyday carry. A pistol. Ammo mags. That's one of the topics that we're going to jump in again, I think, because I agree with you. After listening, and I was schooled. I actually talked to another guy named Gus and another one of my customers, and he's on board with us, and he seems to know a lot about it as well. I got a vibe off him, like, yeah. Actually, he drove a Challenger. He pulled up. He goes, "Hey, man, I'll let you in a minute." And he pulls back, and he pulls away, but I'm like, fuck, that's a stick. He walks in the building, and I'm like, "Is that thing a stick?" He goes, "Yeah." Okay. Anyway, a way to filter water. That one's a big one for me. Way to filter water, because you're going to need it. You know? Your water stash. You need a water stash. Med kit, small or full trauma kit. We did a class together on, what was that? Stop the bleed.
Stop the bleed.
I learned a lot. I've already forgotten most of it.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A rifle of some sort, maybe. That's on my list. Short rifle. A land nav, a map, a compass. If, say, an EMP hits, your GPS ain't going to work. A chest rig. That one's one of those that I don't know enough about. So maybe it's one of those things I could be schooled about. The chest rig with all your mag holders and your first aid shit, whatever you got.
That's a whole category of... Swirl down.
That's a whole night.
That's a fucking. Yeah, that's a wormhole, man.
And it also goes back to your backpack. How much do you want to carry?
Right. I mean, you're gonna. Again, if you ever have kids, now they got to carry some stuff, or you got to carry all their shit.
Right.
On top of your own. Anyway. Batteries. Whether it's. Make sure you don't bring a bunch of batteries. They're no good to you. You're gonna want to be educated and knowing what you're gonna need. A suppressor. Some people think it's a necessity.
Really? If you're bugging out, nope. Just added weight.
Yeah. The radio.
Again is if you are shooting off, do you want somebody to hear?
It's still got some noise to it.
I'll give you that.
So, when we get to this one, after the speed round, radios. You have some more input on that this time around.
Yep.
And I think you can school us on that as well. Radio. Very some little, sort of communication. Ear Pro. Yep. Do you really need it? Because, I mean, if you're shooting somebody, if you're in a situation that you need to pull and shoot.
Just a second.
Yeah, I got to put my ear pro on. But, yeah, I got it on my list. Armor of some sort, a pack, meaning backpack, some pack, whatever. Battle buddies. I mean, you might have them, you might not. Family is going to be one of them. Your kids' needs, meds, some training, some sort of generator. It's probably going to have to be carbureted if we hit... Get hit with a, but will your battery work? Will your starter work? I don't know.
Stator.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know to what extent an EMP will destroy.
Solar charging panel, something.
No, I bought
electronic. One. Electronic. It's fucked in an EMP.
unless you put it in a Faraday bag. Which Faraday bag might, I don't know if I have those on here or not.
Well, if you're going to build a barn, make it a Faraday cage.
Line it.
Ground the whole thing. The steel siding, just ground it.
No.
Faraday cage.
A solar panel in an EMP will go bad? Because it doesn't have, it doesn't store voltage. You're just using it as a.
But it's got electronics
in it.
But it doesn't have voltage in it.
Doesn't matter.
It attack voltage?
No.
So you're telling me an extension cord out here is bad in the EMP?
Well, no, because that's just a solid piece of copper. There are no electronics inside of it.
A solar, like a solar charger, I have one. I'll have to grab it. Like a small one. It's like that, but it's got a solar panel on it.
Well, this battery charger would be toast as well.
Yeah. Especially
okay, but in. Let's say just a solar panel sitting on the roof of a house. Unplug everything. It's going to go bad?
Depends on the components.
Well, usually the controls for the solar panel are outside as well. Those would be toast.
Moving on. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. That's I'm going to speed around this, and then we're going to go back and mine, then his, then some sort of fuel, whether it's your gas or diesel. I think more things run on gasoline, like your generator you're going to need, your ATV you might need. Your car, everybody's got a gas car of some sort. I mean, these guys are diesel geeks. But
Hold on. What's your daily?
Diesel.
Okay.
But I don't need it, but I got a couple other ones.
You can't afford to drive the fuel, gas burning
you,
ones.
If you know something's coming, or if you get something on TV is warning you, all hell's going to break loose very soon. What are you going to do? Everybody's going to rush and get fuel.
Yep.
This one... Some may agree with, disagree. Liquor. I stockpile mine.
Sanitizing.
I was going to say, sanitizing or fuel.
Also bartering.
Bartering.
Hmm?
Bartering.
Yeah, I've heard that's one of the number one things with it. But
Weirdly, if there's no electricity, nobody wants to barter in beer.
A tools, toolkit, some sort of knife, whether it be a, you know, some people are all about that. Hip-mounted, fixed blade, X amount of inches, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Extra weight.
Yeah, I don't know. Clothes, what kind of clothes are you going to want? You're going to want...
Depending on the season.
And, yeah, the and weather. In our Michigan
terrain,
weather.
What terrain you're going to be traveling in.
Yes. Survival foods, an MRE. You never know. Family action plan. Some sort of... Get with it. I mean, we have the kids. You and your girlfriend, wife would be, well, that you know what you got to do. But if you got kids, you might want to get them trained. And all right, if something happens, don't answer the fucking door. Right? Your location. Figure out a way to your location, your home, your battle buddy's location. That comes back to the communication thing, I think. Your solar charger we talked about a second. Faraday boxes, bags. They're not that expensive. If you go into a major retail, online retailer, and look at Faraday bags, look at the reviews. A lot of them say, I put my phone in there, I called from my wife's phone, it rang. You have to pull the flap over and seal it as best you can, then it works. There's a lot of...
nuances to it.
Yeah, there's...
Usually it's got to be grounded as well.
See, that doesn't say, none of them say that, but I'm sure that would help. I don't know
for EMP levels of discharge, probably.
Right. The Faraday boxes, the footwear. I'm more of a flip flop kind of guy.
Crocs.
Sorry, I'm going to text her and tell her no. Paracord and rope, balaclava, ponchos, supply house surpluses. Do you know any supply houses that you can get some of this shit at? That was my speed round.
In May, there's one opening up in Nunica. I saw on Insta today.
In Nunica?
Nunica.
An army surplus store?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Those are great. I think they're great. I think I could have a field day in one.
That's north of Muskegon, isn't it?
Yeah. No, south of...
I think it's south.
Nunica's...
Between GR and Muskegon?
I think it's think it's close to Grand Haven, the word.
Yes.
The description was.
If you
for the store.
What, exit 105? You get off. If you're going to Grand Haven, like from where we live, that exit.
Is it Spring Lake?
That's okay. Nunica Spring Lake area right in there.
Okay.
So you want to hit my list real quick?
Let's bust on yours.
All right, so don't bug out. All my stuff's home unless something really bad happens.
But then, yeah, if so basically what you're saying is if all else fails, try like hell not to bug out.
Yep.
Bug in.
And if you have to, then I don't know where I'm going to go. Physically fit. Unfortunately, I'm the worst of that I've ever been with my new job, so I got to work on that.
I've heard that lately from numerous guys our age, and what do you do? I mean,
move.
Ozempic. Really?
Yeah.
Some guys are finally just pulling a trigger on that shit.
Bugging out's gonna suck, so don't romanticize it. It's not gonna be a vacation. Weapons. 22.
Wait. Just,
yeah, wait, and wait for rounds. Everything's disposable, so at some point, if you decide something's too heavy, it's not working right, just toss it. Not worth keeping. Caching. You know, maybe you want to get rid of something because it's too heavy, but you still want to use it. Dump it somewhere.
You know what he means by that?
Yeah, just bury it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't, so I want to make sure.
No, you're good.
Anybody listening? So caching is like geocaching.
With bugging out, size and weight is going to be a major thing. I mean, Adam, you do a lot of hunting in the mountains, right? So you're familiar with, you know, weight and how it...
Well, especially when you get the mountains involved and everything, limited oxygen and everything like that.
You, you're super outdoorsy, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Your bug out kit's self-contained, so everything in it's for the individual. Everyone's going to have to carry their own. Anything that you put in your bug out kit, you can consider dead. You don't go into your bug out kit to use it because you need something. So once it's in it, and it stays there until you have to bug out.
So if you're not bugging out,
it's dead.
It's
just
in
a bag.
Okay.
Yeah, check it. Maybe to replace dead batteries or something like that. Stuff
okay.
Expires, but other than that.
Yeah, getting a routine to check it every 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe every year, swap out last year's ammo for newer ammo.
Try like hell to.
Same way with lighters or whatever flame you're using.
So,
I
found out why the landlord of the pit was calling. There's all over the local page is a great big boom that shook my house by Yeomans. Anyone else?
No.
Someone heard it up on Hainer, thought it was thunder there for a minute. Oh, maybe another sonic boom. Is there a space shuttle coming back to Earth? Or another military jet that went supersonic again? I am looking on Google, but unsuccessful. Or maybe someone had some explosives. heard it on Jefferson. Thought it was thunder boom.
You know what that makes me want? So,
Hold on. Someone replied to that. I thought it was the paint plant, but did not see any smoke or hear sirens. Heard it loud and clear on Riverside, scared the littles. They were outside playing. Heard it on Harder. Heard on King. Nothing on Scanner. Heard it on Louisa. Thought it was thunder. JJ Sales. Also heard it. Scary.
JJ Sales, where the hell's that?
I don't know. Boom, heard that's downtown. Made my house shake on West Riverside. I heard it on Strong Road. Heard on North Jefferson.
Strong Road's way out, way on the other side of the river.
Heard on North Jefferson.
North Jefferson's out by the friggin' skating rink.
I thought it was thunder also. Up on Beresford Street.
Yep, that's...
Heard it out by Myers. I heard it out in Muir. Thought it was thunder.
Not Muir. No way. It's only 4 pounds.
I heard something twice. I'm on Olmsted.
No, he didn't hear shit.
Yes, same. Came for answers. Let's hope we get some.
Unless it was Echo.
Boom. Also up on Schoolboy. Yes, I'm on Wall Street. It shook my whole house. Heard it up on Meyer Hill.
Yep.
We live north of Muir and heard it 3 of them.
Nope.
Heard it and felt on Union. Heard on Lafayette. Heard it on Miller Street. Heard on Beresford. Yep, I'm up near Ranucci's. Heard it on 21 by State Street. Heard it on Taylor Court. Same. Thanks for the tag, bro. I was just going to say that I heard a house exploded. Check on your people if they live in a white house in that area. I did hear a faint boom, but dang.
I mean, more people are outside today than there were last time because it's so beautiful outside.
There you go.
So maybe.
And then, sure. Yeah. The 411 page. 411 page. Well, yeah.
I've never been so proud all day today.
The landlord called.
Oh, it was fuck, like, I can't
were
it.
You guys playing with Tannerite? And the guy was like, you know, I'm kind of pissed that I wasn't invited.
Yeah, they were all.
But yeah, sorry, I wanted to interject with our shenanigans from earlier.
Yeah, we started this show talking about how we just fucking shot up some Tannerite, and
we blew up the Tannerite. Right after the Tannerite went, they were talking about it, and you got a call, then I got a call from the landlord. What the fuck are you guys doing?
So, you know, that there's a couple things here that makes me a couple things here. Now I want to go bigger. I want to double it. We're going to double it. Now we got to double it. And two, we got to mark the time when it goes off.
There you go. So we can go on the locals page.
And next time, I'm going to take a rifle that's already zeroed in so we're not just pot shotting the fuck with them.
My throwaway's dead nuts.
Yes, that's what you usually used it for. It.
I mean, it was all sorts of fun.
Wow. Okay. So back to the list. That was
Let's go back to the boring stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to shenanigans.
Yeah, we're doubling it next time.
Okay. Can't save the world, so who can you help along the way? And how long can you live out of your kit?
Okay. The kit being
your bug out kit.
Yep. Okay.
So that's what I have from last time. So do you want to go into your list, or you want Adam to go?
Oh, I'm afraid to even look. No, we'll... Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
So I'm not really in the mindset of bugging out.
Leaving all your valuables behind.
Yep.
All your equipment, all your
stolen
supplies.
At one point, until we talked the last time, I was big on getting the hell out of there. But you made some very valid
your domain, on your Alamo.
It's a lot easier to
your castle.
Fend off my castle because I know where everything's at.
Yeah.
Than it is to go out and, let's say, be in one spot in the woods where, I mean, you have limited coverage. You know where your shit's at on your property.
Yep.
Now, again, with the, let's say, geocaching, you can hide stuff around your property. So if you get pushed somewhere, if you get trapped, cornered, backed into a freaking corner somewhere, whatever.
ATF's shooting at your dogs.
You know where there's some stuff there. And, you know, I've also came up with, you know, do you put a fence around the property? Well, like I said before, that's what the bodies are going to make is a fence. Mm-hmm. Because they're just going to pile up at a certain yardage around the property.
So my mindset is more of, I'm going to be at work and I have to get home. So I'm not going to have the bug out kit. I'm going to have the get home bag or the vehicle bug out kit so I can get from.
Is the turbo going to hold up?
Probably not.
I'm more worried about the F-150 part.
That's why I have legs, buddy.
I don't know, man. Those plastic turbos.
We like to joke about
someone's car.
Everybody's. Yeah, we bust balls about what brand of car everybody drives. And
I got the Escape. You can pull. Don't pull your punches on that one.
Okay.
Well, you know, I kind of.
You're not going to escape far.
I saw thought I saw Trigger drive by earlier before he arrived. It was a little lady in a BMW heading towards Green Acres with the bonnet in her hair.
Nope, wasn't me.
Oh, you drive the blue hair mobile.
Okay. Still fast as fuck.
You're a Cavalier.
I want to just weigh in on the bugging in versus bugging out kind of situation from where I'm at.
I might have to cut that down.
Yeah, you really got to... You got to take a look at your community that you're in. How many like-minded people you're surrounded by. Maybe I'm in an apartment complex in the middle of town over my Granville. People are...
For now. The sooner the better. Get the hell out of there because you need your castle. You need your bug-in location. You're not going to bug in much there.
No.
But, it's on the other hand...
Your neighbors will bug in with all their weed.
How big is the apartment complex?
Oh, it's probably got about at least 20 buildings within the whole thing.
Okay.
It's fairly large.
So, if you take and meticulously go to apartment, knock on the door, pop one shot in each tenant, you have their supplies.
Stack the bodies around the perimeter.
Then, you have all their supplies, and you have the castle to yourself.
Yeah, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Right.
You go quick that way.
Yeah, but you could build a fence around the complex with the tenants of the complex.
Girls. I've been educated. Bugging in is definitely the better option. But having that bug out bag, but keep going.
So, bug out kit's going to be an expensive purchase, right? And everything that you add to it.
You don't want to buy the cheap shit.
Don't want to buy the cheap shit. In fact, I listened to one podcast and it, same thing. Buy once, cry once. Don't buy the cheap stuff that's going to fail. Buy the quality. But how are you going to prevent theft of your kit? Because like if you have it in your vehicle at work, you're not going to keep it. You're not going to bring it into work.
No.
So you got to try and disguise it somehow.
Keep your mouth shut and don't let anybody know you have it.
Right.
Take your window so they can't see it.
That's a good bit. Get rid of any kind of window or window stickers, decals, anything that really signifies, okay, you're a gun guy, two-way guy.
Yeah.
Right. It's important. You know, it's a good wake-up call for a lot of people to see that kind of thing that maybe aren't as too two-way savvy. But at the same time, you see a guy in a truck rolling down the road and he parks it and he's got a bunch of two-way stickers on his truck. Yeah, I probably know I can get a gun.
See, if you put your You Love Biden stickers on there, nobody's going to touch it. Nobody's going to think you have anything.
Well, it's going to be Biden supporters trashing everything. So
it's true.
The rioters are... Yeah.
So I don't think you're going to attack a fellow Biden supporter.
So that's kind of the mindset of things go south, civil unrest, now I got to get home.
Right.
So
there's the number one reason for having your bug out bag in your
vehicle. Yep.
All right.
So.
Okay. I like that.
With a bug out kit, 22 for your main weapon because it's going to be hunting and maybe a little bit of scary security. But since you're driving around, you're going to want to upscale. I'm taking my AR.
Okay. If you're on foot.
But if you're on foot, things have gone so bad to the point where you need extra weaponry. And you're probably going through some areas that are populated.
Right.
So.
Well, I've got that folding FPC.
Yep.
Maybe that's my option, because I have more than one that's going to take that round. I have a... I didn't even show you. I got a whole other... Yeah. my bad. Folding pistol carbine, mm-hmm. and it folds down to about, I don't know, 17 inches over. But it takes 9mm. So does everything else I got. So that'd be handy. Mm-hmm. Of course, like you said, it's going to add weight.
Yep. But if you're mainly driving around and you just know you have to get home, so for me, where I work, 9 miles, sorry. You know, they're crow flies, so shit. Not terrible if I have to trek home. I can carry an AR and 90 rounds if I have to.
It's a lot of weight.
But it's 9 miles.
Man, I can
90
see
mi- that. Hold 90. On, 90 pounds for 9 miles. It's a lot.
Not 90 pounds. 90 rounds.
Oh.
Now, you guys, you have a long ways further to go if you have to ditch your vehicle.
It's not the way the crow flies. It's about 33 miles.
Yeah.
Highway, if I take the highway home.
But
that being said, I could probably walk faster than I drive. I drive like a 100-year-old lady. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Okay. I would. But like you said, now, quantity over size with the 22 over a 5.56.
If I'm leaving my castle, I'm going to take a 22 because a lot less weight and everyone's going to be carrying stuff. If it's just me getting back to my house, I can carry 90 rounds of ammo and the rest of my stuff to get home.
I mean, well, okay, so let's figure out the math on that maybe sometime, not right now, but what's 100 rounds of .223 compared to 100 rounds of .22, size and weight? How much space does it take and weight is the difference?
Well, you can judge that just by buying 100-round boxes.
Two 20-round boxes of 5.56 take up the space of a 333-round box of .22.
So 40 to 333. Okay.
Just a comparison. I mean, that's 333 rounds of .22 versus 20 rounds of 5.56.
It's not ideal to have the rounds in the box. You kind of want to have a good chunk of it loaded, ready to rock. Well,
all of the rounds will be in the mag.
Yeah.
So
it's
my thought is if I have to if I have to break out the rifle to get home, I'll have on my armor.
If you have to break out the rifle to get home, either the world's come to an end or you're in Detroit.
Or Chirac.
Just stepping outside of New York City
or any other Democrat shithole. Sorry if you're Democrat, Adam.
No such luck. No, but I would say for you look at the West Michigan region in general, unless you're in the heart of Grand Rapids, you're not going to... I don't know too many areas that would, in a real pinch, that would look at you sideways if you're going down the road with a rifle. They might raise some eyebrows or something like that.
Well, first off, you're walking down the road, some shit has gone down where you have a rifle. And
you probably shouldn't be walking down the middle of the road.
No, you got your
detours. See, I don't agree with you. I think if you were walking down the road with a rifle, everybody's going to be calling 911 going, there's a scary guy on the road.
Yeah, but at that point, is the system still operational?
Yeah, if you're walking
down the road. Cops are going to be busy with other things.
Right now, with nothing else going on, yeah.
Even if the system's not operational, you are a target because you've proved, hey, I'm loaded for the apocalypse. Kill me, and you got the shit now, too.
Right. You can become a victim pretty quick.
And that's why you stay out of sight as well as
I was going to say, it'd be kind of like you walk through the woods. You don't go on main roads. You don't go on roads. You stay ditches, wood lines.
No. Well, the city guys that are walking those roads scare me a hell of a lot less than the hillbillies that are walking in the woods.
Well, let's be honest. If you don't need your rifle... So, for whatever reason, you just have to walk home. You might not have your rifle out. You'll have it hidden. You're going to take it on that gray man concept of, I'm going to blend in with everybody else. I just have a big backpack on.
Right. Okay.
Pepper spray. Anyone been hit with OC? Sucks.
No. My kid got tased the other day. Yesterday.
I'd rather be tased than I've never been tased.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it burns for hours.
I say, I've heard the bear spray is pretty freaking potent and readily
OC's
available.
OC's the non-readily available stuff.
It's
like straight capsaicin.
That's the military version.
Well, capsaicin is the spicy chemical, but yeah. OC is the military police version.
I basically use that in... For the term of pepper spray, it sucks. And period, it sucks.
Well, the pepper spray you can get at the store is not as bad as legit OC.
Well, no, I want the fucking legit OC.
Did Moody just volunteer to get hit?
Yeah, I think he did.
Hold on.
I heard that.
I think we need to go.
To get tased.
I think we need to spend a nice long day at the Michigan State Police Complex in Lansing because they have a wet lab where they get you drunk. Get to different BACs and do sobriety tests for the newbies coming in to see if they can judge it. So you're getting drunk intentionally for the cops, and you need a chaperone to get us home safely, and then we can probably play around with other stuff while we're there.
Can I drive on their course?
Yes. The wet, yes.
Hold on. Not just play on the course. I want to be the bad guy. Because they do practice pullovers. And you can tell when the academy's almost over with the cycle. Because you'll see a lot more lights around the complex. Because they do practice pullovers.
Do they do pit maneuvers too?
Actually, yeah. They still use Crown Vicks for that, though.
Dude.
Because they have the rigging on the back to protect the car.
It doesn't matter. If I get pulled over today, I'm going to yell out, "My name is Moody, and you can kiss my ass and take off."
But what are they
going
to pull you over for? Doing 40 in the freaking hammer lane on the expressway?
Well, I could. I almost got pulled over for 55 on the highway.
I wouldn't.
But I kind of want to be there for the practice pullovers so they can see what a real belligerent person looks like. You know, one of those occasions where I can get real belligerent and not get holes punched in me?
Quit, man. It's just practice.
Fuck you, pig. My name is Ty. You can go fuck yourself.
90 rounds later.
It was just an acorn, bro.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh,
I've been hit. I've been hit.
Fucking idiot. Oh, he's probably still eating shit over that. I hope he is. Somehow the guy in the car never got hit.
He got grazed, I thought.
Did he?
But his pants are totaled.
They were probably shooting. They were shooting locks, so they're not very accurate.
Oh, shit. Touché.
Sorry. Anyways, sidetrack.
That's kind of how it works.
Saw. So you can prep wood or a shelter if you need to.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
It is. You can get some pretty decent folding saws for hunting.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Stay pretty sharp.
Really? Okay.
You don't want the little pull saw like you find in the old school survival knives that are just a little cable or whatever. You don't want them freaking things.
They still come in those stupid cheap kits.
Oh, I know. Yep.
Fixed blade knife. Now, I kind of scoffed at it a little while ago, but a good fixed blade, you can baton wood with it, so you can chop wood with it.
You use it as a spear?
Yep. Cold steel makes good stuff that's not very expensive. I've got a It's a thick blade, but it's stupid sharp, and it was like $40 right now.
All these years I've known you, you are a knife snob.
Yep.
And now that was the first time I've ever heard you say cheap blade.
$40-some for a decent blade.
When he said cheap, I was expecting him to say, it's just $150 for a blade.
Yeah, we've seen some of his other stuff. Yeah.
It's in my pocket.
Well, hold on. We say that, but when he showed us the Olight Arkfeld Pro that I ended up buying, he just showed us a couple little things it can do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was so disappointed with the light output, I didn't show the laser or the UV light.
What's wrong with the light output?
It couldn't even light up the bottom of the hip. We were standing on top of the hill, and it wouldn't. I mean, you couldn't even see the bottom of the hill.
It doesn't. It's a Candela. It doesn't throw
it
very far.
It does not throw at all.
No, not that arc field.
Well, mark. Let's be honest. It's not really meant to throw far.
It's an EDC flashlight.
It's an EDC flashlight, not a search flashlight.
Then you had the one that you got that was the freaking solar eclipse we had here a few weeks ago.
It's in my car now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did we do? Summon Batman with that one? Okay, what's next?
Hygiene, shower towel. You might have to clean up, dry off, or it rains and you want to dry off. A trowel. Fiskars makes one for a couple bucks that's just plastic. Might need to bury some shit.
Well, if you want to geo some stuff.
Yep.
They also make pretty decent smaller folding shovels, too.
When he said trowel, I thought, how much fucking concrete are you pouring? I'm sorry. That's exactly where my mind went.
Again, they make some pretty good survival shovel that you can...
The foldings.
Yep, yeah, and they have them sharp enough they can cut freaking trees.
But Fiskars makes an all-plastic one that's like 3 ounces.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little spade.
My luck, I'd go in, snap.
They also make some of these shovels that you can use as an anchor if you got a... Go down a freaking hill or whatever, you put it in, pound it in as an anchor, and scale down a freaking hill or mountain, wall, whatever.
Chem lights, if you have to mark your way for some reason. So, little light stick, crack it open, shake it.
Glow sticks.
Yeah.
Let's not call it chem light. Let's call it what people are going to buy. Glow stick.
Okay.
Rave lights.
You know, hunting, they make...
illuminated tacks.
I was going to say, exactly. That's what I was just getting ready to say. The little reflective tacks you can put into trees, so shine a light on it.
I mean, you could probably get some UV dye and mark it with that, and then you can find your way home at night, and people can't see it during the day.
But the UV dye would rinse off in the rain.
Doesn't matter. There could be a electric neon arrow pointing my direction, and I get sidetracked so fucking easy I'll be lost.
Yeah, but you won't have a cell phone running. Would you get sidetracked if you didn't have your phone?
Touche.
Well, he wouldn't have data, or he wouldn't have a cell phone?
I wouldn't have cell phone at all, because if we're talking...
If there's no data, he wouldn't bother to carry a cell phone.
If all hell breaks loose and all the power grid goes down, he's got downloaded
onto his phone, he could still watch it without data.
Speaking of, why are you downloading? You know, you can stream porn very easily.
I ain't downloading it. I steal it just like the rest of you. Anyway.
Medkit.
Yes. I didn't realize how important a tourniquet is until we took that class.
Yep.
And I've been looking at it. I still haven't bought any. He's right. They're about $30. If you don't spend $30 for a tourniquet,
you're
getting a piece of shit.
Off. Yep.
Jackpot. I mean, $30 is a lot. However... Like, I got two in my cart, and I still haven't pulled the trigger on the good ones.
Now, are they rubber band style?
North American
Rescue.
Yeah, yep. That's what it is.
Yep.
Those two different names, or they changed their name or something. North American.
I remember. I forgot it.
It's in my notes somewhere around here. I got so many fucking notes.
Binoculars. You never know.
Good
if
set of binocs.
Yep.
I didn't realize I needed them.
How about a mono?
That would work too, yeah.
But I have the big pair in my range bag.
Yep.
I have a pair in the side by side. I have a pair in my pickup.
If you're trying to get home and
But they're small.
But being able to see further than just your normal eyesight, you might be able to see something that could be an issue.
Yeah. If somebody else is looking for me.
Mm-hmm. What's the weight difference between binoculars and a monocular?
Half.
I mean, okay, dumbass. Boom! That was good. Size wise, you're
half.
He's
right.
Well, that's the thing. I've looked at some binoculars that
I got one big.
They look damn near just as big as a fucking set of binoculars.
Yeah,
but they probably have a lot more zoom to them.
Yeah, could be zoom. It could also be the prisms inside. I watched a Vortex video and they were describing how their more expensive ones are bigger because it uses a different prism thing inside, so it hikes up the price of their high-end stuff.
I mean, there's definitely a reason, like the Night Force, Leopold. The high-end stuff is more money. Carl Zeiss. So, I don't know, maybe I'm not pronouncing it right.
Zeiss.
Yeah. Some of those sights and glass and scopes, there's a reason they're expensive. And there's a reason there's cheap ones.
Yep.
So,
quality.
Yeah. And I've learned that. And I don't learn my lesson. I can't. I have too many hobbies. Me on my own thing. I have just too many fucking hobbies.
Holding flashlights and buying dumb shit. Two. Yeah.
Scooters, polishing motorcycles, cars,
toolboxes.
Can you really say scooters? How much did you take them out last year?
A couple times. I took mine out once this year. I quads, fuck, side by side.
When's the last time you had your quad out?
Hold on. When's the last time you did side by side things with your side by side instead of just running to the store?
2 weeks ago.
2 weekends ago. It was 2 weekends ago.
13th.
Yeah.
But usually it's your grocery getter.
Yeah. I mean, we still go out on trail rides. There's some trails out there. But anyway.
Takes it a mile down the road to undisclosed locations.
It's a liquor buggy.
Booze cruiser.
Yeah. So.
Moving on, cookware and a stove.
That's where I would falter, because I'm more of a Little Debbie and Dorito kind of guy.
So you're going to have a bug-out bag full of Little Debbies and Twinkies.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. That's my whole bag.
How long is maybe I can throw them. Are those Little Debbies and freaking Doritos going to last you?
Well, hold on.
You have to start eating
weeds,
stuff you kill, and stuff you forage.
Can you? Where do you kill the tacos, the turkey slices, mon animal?
I was going to ask him that earlier.
Or the ham slice, mon.
Well, we're still going off the premise of the get home kind of issue. Because I guess you got to figure out how many calories you're going to be burning as far as getting home. You don't. A lot of people won't even need food. Water, maybe.
Well, the average American's pretty fat, so they're not going to need that much food.
No.
They're going to be hungry.
These guys are going to need something.
These two, yeah.
Anyway, you're going to need something.
Oh, yes. I guarantee it. But I also...
have bacon.
I've been reading and looking up some stuff on foraging books.
Okay.
A lot of weeds that are very much edible have very good characteristics to them.
Dandelion season.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dandelions, really?
I brought freaking your kids some or whatever. I brought her some dandelion jelly that we made.
You can have the ones out of my yard. Come harvest them.
We literally went up, picked them out of the yard, boiled them up, made dandelion jelly out of them.
That's one way to make you look like him. Good. His yard is full of dandelions.
But there's other things, like purple dead nettle. It's very common, but very nutritious. Actually helps a lot with allergies.
The word dead makes me think otherwise.
You can actually dry it out, grind it up, make it into tea, and it's supposed to take care of most allergies.
Tea. That makes me want to dump it in the harbor.
And
tax them.
But I'm just
very
saying,
taxing.
See, what worries me about the foraging stuff is there's a book, true story, but this kid just up and leaves his life, well off to do, by the way, goes and lives in Alaska for a while, but has one of those foraging books, and he's to the point where he can't get home, so he's got to start foraging to survive. And there was one plant that is safe to eat with stripes going one way, and there's another plant that looks exactly like it with stripes the other way, and it'll kill you.
What?
Yeah. Dude ate the wrong plant and died.
Either one of those type of plants, I'm not in. Even if it's clearly the fucking good one, I'm not taking a chance.
So, dude ended up dying in this abandoned bus out in the Alaskan wilderness.
How did they know that he ate the wrong one? Did they find the entrails?
Yeah, journal.
Oh, is that the one the movie's made out of and everything?
Yep.
The bus was up there until 2015. They just brought it down. It had been up there for like 30 years.
Yep.
There's got to be funner things to do than foraging in an old bus.
Adam?
Sorry.
In Alaska? Yeah. Same terrain's a little easier to deal with than that.
I'd rather, yeah. Okay.
So water. You'll need something to carry water. And you also need something to filter it. Iodine tablets are light, but at the same time, it's going to taste like shit. So, a filtration system.
So, since our last... Go ahead.
You got that filtration system. If you, at least four of us here could use a bra, you can get those wine storage bras. I mean...
So, since the last time we did this Prepper's Grocery List, we talked about it, I bought a simple kit.
Yeah.
Like a river... Scoop it, hang it up, it filters and goes into bottles and stuff. So, since the last time I bought one, I want to buy maybe a bigger one.
Yep.
It comes with all sorts of stuff, like extra filters, all this stuff, big bag. But when it came, the package was kind of small. You know, it's like, I'm like, okay, there's no way all this shit's in here, but okay, it must be. I'm not going to open it until I absolutely need it. I'm just going to hang on to it like it would. If I had to bug out, I don't want to open that fucker up. And then I got a mess on my hands. I'll never get it all back in the box.
But at the same time, you want to be able to know how to use it.
I've got instructions. Gotta have.
Might.
Gotta hope so.
But when
because I won't be able to use I won't be able to use the old internet to.
All of a sudden, you need to desperately get some water.
Right.
And they're trying to read some instructions to...
Hopefully I don't die first.
That's a big difference in all kind of like homesteading or kind of even just like the medical or any kind of skill set that you're learning. There's a difference between having knowledge at hand and then actually practicing it. How many folks know how to get like a good first year's crop just because they have their hands on like heirloom seeds or something like that?
Yeah.
You're probably going to run into a whole bunch of issues that first season.
Well, the learning curve is definitely going to be hard for guys like me.
Yeah. So it's good to practice it.
Yeah, I haven't seen ham slice plants.
I haven't seen Dorito pills.
I still haven't found the Lunchable tree.
So the iodine pills, back to the water thing. Mm-hmm. I bought the kit. Anyway, tell me more about that. I know they exist. I didn't know they tasted like shit. I don't know how they work. Just iodine?
It's iodine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So put it in water, let it sit for however long the instructions say, and it's safe to drink.
Tastes like death.
Still tastes like iodine.
Okay. It just takes trash water and
makes it safe.
Is it better than like a Sawyer water filter?
No, I think it's definitely just an emergency pill. You put it in it so you have an opportunity to drink water where...
How bad can the water be? What level? I mean, obviously you're going to try to find the cleanest water, but what if you can't?
Like pond scum or something?
Or sewage?
Yeah.
So one of the guys that I watch on YouTube, former military, he did SEER training. Apparently where he did class, there was a river that went next to a farm with livestock.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
And they made them use the water out of that area just so it would make them realize that it does make the water safe to drink. It's not going to be good.
This tastes
like
shit.
It's going to suck, but you will live.
Again, bugging out's going to suck, so...
You'll live. You might not want to,
but
you'll live.
Since we're on the topic, out of all of our list, both of them and anybody else's, that water filtration and the water part of it seems to be one of the more important ones to me. I don't know what it is to anybody else. I just feel like that's going to be one of the more important ones to me.
You can go 3 days without water and you die?
I mean, I buy jugs of water from Meijer's, Walmart's, wherever, Menards, and I pound it. I just, in the time Amy brought me this out, mm-hmm. before we walked up the stairs, it was empty.
That was full of rum, which is partially water.
No, I'd be slurring my words even worse. I just wanted to state that was one of the more important ones on the list to me. I just feel more than.
No, it's very important because for the most part,
is there another one that's
more
important than that?
You need more water
to
survive than you do food.
Do you think there's one
water,
more important?
Water, shelter, food. I think it's kind of in that order.
Yeah, well, once people, especially within the cities, when they realize that there's nothing coming out of the taps, there's no clean water, you might see some, the most desperate, kind of going to any kind of public areas, some parks, whatnot, fishing water, or whatever they can. If they can't move out of the area, you probably have quite a few dysentery cases breaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon Trail all over again.
Good treatment? Yeah.
Dude. God, we had that fucking game. Okay.
Emergency blanket.
Like a foil blanket?
There's foil blankets. There's also ones that are, they're better than the foil, but they're still pretty small. I think they're more of a fabric, but they pack down.
But they would
small.
They would but soak up water. We're a foil.
Foil wouldn't, yeah.
Right. So no. we did that. Say stop the bleed, and that was one of the things he talked about. I have a foil blanket. Believe it or not, they work, I guess. So yeah. They keep your heat in.
Reflects the heat back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Poncho to make shelter if you need it, or throw it on you if it's raining. Keep the water off of you.
At that point, I'm going to be... Yeah, give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Gloves. Kind of important if you're going to be trekking through the woods.
Long pants if you're trekking through the woods.
And also, there you go.
You lost
your
long pants.
Funnel so you can collect rainwater into a bottle or something.
Mm-hmm.
As much water as I drink, I would need a road cone.
Whatever.
Orange barrels galore around this state.
Right. Yeah, no shit.
For for me, comfort, if I needed to do sleep at some point, I'd want one of those little backpacking pillows.
Battery-powered CPAP.
Probably find somebody's stuffed animal to snuggle up with if you need.
But they make little, really small, lightweight canvas things that blow up a little bit, and you got a little pillow. And then just hygiene, sunscreen, gold bond. I'm going to keep those balls powdered.
Cornstarch works, too.
White wipes.
That's a good one. The powder's a good one because, I mean, come summertime, if I'm doing a lot of hiking, oh, yeah, I get ball chafe. Like,
oh, dude, all summer long I use cornstarch.
Well, especially you gotta, you know, take a crap in the woods or something like that. Something you learn from just hunting out in the Rockies and everything. You'll go through, like, if you're really eating a lot of dehydrated food or something like that, you won't crap normal. I didn't. So wet wipes and everything like that, it does wonders compared to using half your roll of toilet paper, you know, in a pinch.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad. All right.
Sunglasses. Because it sucks the sun in your eyes. Lip balm.
Yes.
Cleaning up. Some soap. Eye drops. I don't know if anyone has allergy issues, but eye drops can help big time.
I have allergy issues, but usually Claritin beats that for me.
Yeah.
Which means if something goes wrong, you're going to have to go stock up.
And in 24 hours, you'll feel better. Antiperspirant and bug repellent.
Oh, yeah. We are coming into our state bird seasons, the mosquito. I fucking hate skeeters. I've seen a few. We'll probably have some up here.
That's what I would have in my VBOK, vehicle bug out kit to get home.
Okay. So, end of the world. Satellites get taken out. EMP takes all of our fucking electronics out. Right? Where are we going to start? You're going to double check your house? Are you going to run out, panic, buy as much water as you can?
Go get an REM record. It's the end of the world as we know it.
I mean, people are, if shit goes down, first things first, everybody's going to go panic buy everything. Yep. When they get home, they're going to look at their neighbor and go, we're in this together.
The first thing they're going to buy is toilet paper. We found that out.
Yep. We're in this together.
They might also buy hand sanitizer.
I'm going to be coming over knocking on your door. Hey, you got any water left? Remember, we're in this together. Day 10, I'm coming to fucking get your water.
Well, you know, hold on. For some of us, we might be able to set up a generator out in an open field, and when someone comes to fuck with it, take a pot shot at them. Then you don't have competition for your generator.
Right. Well, yeah, because you just leave that one guy sitting here, nobody else can try to take it. What else? Where else?
So you have food at that point.
The headlamp, flashlight. I don't give a fuck about headlamps as much as I do like a small everyday carry. Huh?
Olight with their clip. You can get put on around the bill of a hat.
Hands free.
Yeah. And so's.
It's a double clip.
Yeah, I got. Mine broke off. I got that Streamlight in my pocket, but the clip broke.
Say the Streamlight ones, they have a piece that goes on the back of them, like a freaking fishtail that you put between your teeth, so you can grip it with your teeth and still be able to do what you're doing.
Right. All right.
Ty would still get distracted and look the wrong way.
We already talked about... How are we doing on time?
Keep going.
Okay. We already talked about a way to filter water. The med kits. Let's... people got to have some sort of med kit. Have your first aid kit. What are you going to put in it? I mean, you got to have what? Band-aids? You got to have triple antibiotic packs? Well,
tourniquet?
That's the boo-boo kit.
Yeah. The tourniquet, come to find out, is... important to
shoot. I mean, realistically, a belt and a stick will do the trick.
It can, but it doesn't work as effectively.
No.
Right. The med kits, I don't know, man. Big packs, little packs. I've got, like my side-by-side, I throw a bunch of shit under the seat.
You can sit and add so much shit into a med kit because there's so much shit available, there's so much shit you can use. If you go buy, like, Tylenol liquid gels, Okay, put those in there. If you use, or if you get,
how do you think liquid gels would do in a high humidity situation? I think the dry
if
ones.
If they're still in the freaking foil wrapper, okay. But then again,
the blister packs,
they still sweat.
Also, look at it. If you get some diabetic insulin needles, you could actually pop the liquid gels or liquid capsules. Use that as a local painkiller around gunshot wound or whatever to help kill the pain right around there. You don't have to have them swallow it and wait for it to kick in. It's a more or less a local anesthetic.
Okay.
There's multiple different ways you could do it.
So now, let's say you just got grazed by somebody's wild pot shot. How the fuck are you going to treat that if you got a Band-Aid?
You take and you pull the lead out of one of your rounds and you Rambo that shit. You sprinkle it on there, light it up, and
yeah.
Go about your damn business.
We're getting off of that, but what do you think?
You put
some thought into it.
I'd have a first aid kit.
I mean, a first aid kit, I just don't... Dude, some of them are not worth the shit. I've got some good ones, I got some bad ones. I'm telling you, everywhere you go, every workplace you go, take a couple packs of that triple antibiotic. Put it in a big baggie. Mm-hmm. Throw it in your truck. Just keep it around.
So you can buy pretty decent kits and then add the essentials to them.
Or what you feel is essential.
So, yeah. If you find a good first aid kit, maybe you put some of those chest deals from our class in there. Make sure it's got a good pair of trauma shears. Make sure it's got a good tourniquet.
See, the trauma shears, I don't know how I feel about that. They sound important. Like the whatever his name was that day at our class.
If you get a round through your thigh, you really want us to make sure we're not getting your balls in there when we throw that tourniquet out of there?
Yeah.
Or we get one of those
to cut the clothing away.
Right, but I mean, you're going to have an EDC knife.
Yeah, but...
Well, I mean, every guy in here's got an EDC knife on them right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But how calm are people in an emergency situation where all of a sudden you have a hole in you and we have to try...
Hold on, wait.
They found the ends on for a reason, right?
Yeah. Put it a different way. Think of how dumb the average American is. Do you want them wiggling a knife with adrenaline in their blood near your nuts?
That's a good point. I mean, if I get shot, I don't trust some Joe Blow.
Probably ain't gonna nick that fucker.
No, it's hanging down by his knees.
But again, okay, so, first aid kit, just so people aren't confused, the survival kits that you see everywhere aren't first aid kits. It's a survival kit.
Yeah.
It's got something pointy, it's got a knife,
they have the freaking first aid cross on them. They're not a medical kit by any means. They are a survival kit. Not a medical kit. So make sure they pay attention. Just because you buy a survival kit doesn't have medical shit in it. It has survival shit in it. And some of that's just cheap shit, too.
Yeah, a lot of those kits are basically boo-boos. There's,
yes.
There's a bunch of Band-Aids in there, some antibiotics, some wipes,
half the
some
ones
gloves.
I've seen don't have any kind of antibiotic or wet wipes.
Like ibuprofen, headache reliever, or anything like that, because you probably get plenty of aches and pains from other people in your party.
But... A lot of times they don't put a lot of meds in there because they don't know who's buying it, and you put in the wrong medicine and someone's allergic to it, now your company's on the line because you had something in there.
Right. Good point.
But again, just, I know that, like, Menards over here sells these survival kits on day after Black Friday or Black Friday sale or whatever. It's a whole lot fucking different than a medical kit to take with you. It's a survival kit.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Are we done with that?
Well, hold on.
Next.
We're all going to giggle about this, I'm a little pretty sure. Get Midol for pain reliever. Because it's got a little bit of caffeine in it, so it actually works a little bit faster than normal.
Tired
You're right.
Stock set.
No, I'm good.
But it's ibuprofen, it's got caffeine and some extra shit in it.
So as the new guy... we're going to move on to land nav maps, compass. I had to learn how to read a map by myself.
Yep.
pretty much. So, and I've gotten pretty good at it, just being a driver, maybe that. But has anybody ever sat down and taught you how to read a street map? Every major city basically has a ground zero.
Right.
Okay, so what is ours? Fulton and Division?
Division, yep.
Yeah. That's Grand Rapids, Michigan's ground zero. That's, so everything is southeast, southwest, northwest, northeast,
Lansing,
from that point.
In Lansing, it's the Capitol building.
Oh, yeah.
You know all too well from visiting Gretchen so much.
Hey, man. She is stacked.
Dude, she probably, her tits probably dropped to her knees when the frog comes off. She's disgusting.
What?
I hope she helped pick out some good lions.
Look, hold on. She's got the nickname Stretching Gretchen. I kind of want to find out why.
High school.
Probably because her belly button's between her tits.
I think it probably talked back to you. Anyway.
Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, as a young kid.
Try and get the blood flow back.
Right. Yeah. So how old are you?
30.
So how old are you?
35.
So you're the youngest.
Yep.
The youngest in the room. The younger generation, every year, younger, I feel like they get an opportunity less to learn how to read maps or understand how that shit works. You being an outdoorsman probably have a little better understanding than, say,
a lot of it. It's
my...
some topography maps and everything like that.
Okay.
I'll just explain how I got my map set up. But to get home, or at least get out of the apartment complex to friendlier territory, per se, you get a few alternative routes. I'd go with at least three. You know, figure out, okay, if you got cars strewn all over the road in one area, can you drive, can
it's
you not
be
drive
a panic car
right.
situation
at you're least right, have multiple right. multiple ways of egress you can get to where you need to be. And then I've printed out a bunch of topography maps of just, usually it's like about a 5x5 or a 10x10 mile radius of friendly territory that I'd be able to be in. Now you can put up on a wall, you can put thumbtacks on, little ID markers and everything like that.
Once in a while you study it and
yeah, you just make sure you know where your landmarks are and everything like that. If you're just looking at getting home, practice taking multiple routes to and from work. I mean, you only know one way, you know, you only know the highway to get over to work.
He's gonna clean that out.
Please do. Oh.
Well, luckily, Grand Rapids is a giant grid.
Yeah, really. Right. It's not There's tricky. It's not like Denver or anything like that where you get a highway system that's all over the map. But, be familiar with how you can get back home. And then have your, I guess, location set up. Okay, what areas are you going to get hit? Like, prior, like, with your proximity, you know, are you close to major areas that are going to get hit by a large portion of the population? You know, your last minute planners and everything like that.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, everybody thinks I'm just going to go to my dad's house, or I'm just going to go over to this guy's house. But
a lot of people,
how the fuck are you going to do it if everybody else is trying to get to the same idea?
Right. And a lot of people will be kind of stuck, stalled. If there's not any kind of communication that's going, if they don't have a backup radio that's somehow protected from any kind of surge or anything like that.
Right.
If they can't communicate with the party, a lot of people will probably freeze up.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I don't think we're going to be able to do it in one go. Because I got a long topic to hit on to go with this. So we're gonna take a break.
Might as well
wrap something up. So we're on. What are we on? We're on the maps.
Let's, land nav.
Land nav. Teach your kids. Teach your buddies. If they don't know how the fucking blocks work, how the numbers work, how the grid works, how the ground zero works. What's southeast? What's southwest? What's in your small town? So Ionia has a little different situation because.
Well, if you know where the ground zero is, you can kind of figure out where everything is based on that.
So ground zero for us is the 66. Everything west of 66 is this side. So it's
counts
it's
up
one,
from
two,
66.
Three, four west this road.
Well, actually, I live on the high school is an even number. I live on the same side of the road as the high school. I have an odd number. Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, because one side of the road is supposed to be even.
Well, hold on.
One side of the road is supposed to be odds.
Yeah, it should be. It really should be.
Yeah. Okay. But at some point.
What about the houses next to you? Are they odds?
Across the street, it's an even. Same side of the road, either side of me, is an odd.
Okay.
They switched it for the high school.
Okay.
So now the addresses are all fucked up down there.
So the smaller towns are going to have different kind of addresses. But the kids, if you ever have kids, maybe that's one of the things that you need to teach them that the school's not going to teach them. The school's absolutely... They're going to teach them the very
minimum. Allegiance?
Yeah. They're going to teach them the very basic... Here's a map. This is what a map looks like. This is the shape of our state.
This is what genetics dictates.
Yeah. This is how you're supposed to vote.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
Here's what sex you should be.
Oh, I got something for that about a guy that's getting canceled, but we'll get to that off the air.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and come back, but I want to talk about the radios thing, communication.
Okay.
And what you found, you sent me a link to sign up to get a license to be FCC.
Ham radio.
Ham radio license?
Yeah.
GMRS.
So it's a $35 on sale right now or whatever for your whole family. Immediate family, next door family.
Yeah.
So.
Down the road family.
Well, yep. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. I'm only halfway through my list, I guess. So let's take a break, send it out.
Here's to those that wish us well.
All the rest can go to hell.
All right.